So may I start? Thank you for inviting me here to this conference. And having heard yesterday's session, I almost completely changed my text. So this will be a big challenge for our interpreter. So I will try to speak very slowly so that our interpreter can follow me up. Okay, first of all, I worked in the Ministry of Finance of the Japanese government for 35 years. And in 1997 and 1998, as a director of the Ministry of Finance, I was in charge of liquidations of major financial institutions in Japan, such as Yamaichi Securities, Long-Term Credit Bank, and Nippon Credit Bank. And then in 2007, I became the representative of the Japanese government in the IMF. And I encountered with the crisis of Lehman Brothers. In 1997 and 1998, we succeeded in containing the gigantic scale of liquidations and avoiding Japan becoming an epicenter of world economic crisis. How did we do? During the weekend of 3 days, we unwound all cross-border transactions which these institutions had, including huge amount of, I think derivatives they had. Such unwinding was not done in 2008 by authorities of the United States and the United Kingdom at the liquidation of Lehman Brothers, which triggered world economic crisis. Despite our efforts or success in late 90s, however, we were heavily criticized by national public and international opinion leaders who are now themselves struggling to deal with crisis, including my old friend Larry Summers and Tim Geithner. As a result of those kind of, heavy criticism, we went through investigation of public prosecutors, and I lost several friends who worked with me to prevent the world crisis happen. Some of them were arrested, and others committed suicide and died. Also, almost all board members of those major Japanese financial institutions who was liquidated, were also arrested and punished. In the meantime, as a survivor of that crisis, it is very easy for me to tell what will happen next here in Europe and also in the United States, because unfortunately, this is a deja vu of 10 years ago. Okay. Why, first, people in Europe are now suffering from economic crisis? The answer is simple. Bubble since early 2000s exploded with the Lehman shock. What was an economic bubble then? An economic bubble occurs when people dream that prosperity would last forever. In the case of Japan, people dreamed that prices of real estate in Japan and stocks in Japan would rise forever. What happened in the Western world? First, crisis was triggered by the completion of the abolition of Glass-Steagall Act in 1999, done by my friend Mr. Larry Summers as the Secretary of State, as the Secretary of, I think, Treasury. This policy change enabled investment banks to mobilize deposits collected by commercial banks as the source of their dealings, which sometimes could be called gambling. It also set the stage whereby loss incurred by dealings of investment banks can be covered by safety net, by injection of public money in order to save financial system. Amount of dealings of investment banks, including derivatives, I think transaction, skyrocketed. False, virtual, and imaginary profits or commissions as a result of these dealings brought investment bankers extraordinary incomes and bonuses. Investment banks in Wall Streets and City of London, such as Goldman Sachs, Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan, Barclays, Royal Bank of Scotland, Lloyds, enjoyed unprecedented level of profits. Some institutions, even outside Anglo-Saxon countries, which are partly Americanized, such as Deutsche Bank here and UBS in Switzerland, followed the suits. The other imaginary bonanza was experienced in Europe during the same period. This could be called EU membership bubble. Newcomers to EU and sometimes candidates of membership enjoyed extraordinary amount of capital inflows, which led them to steep increase of wages and prices of real estate. The membership standards were sometimes maneuvered artificially using derivatives proposed by investment banks. Then the bubble collapsed in 2008 with liquidation of Lehman Brothers. After that shock, in the USA and Europe, they seem to have learned nothing from the crisis in the late 90s, that is, how we should try to maintain confidence in the financial markets, and the difference between the regular kind of economic slowdown and the crisis that was caused by the financial crash. Examples are abundant, starting crisis in Mexico in 1994, followed by Asian crisis and financial crisis in Japan, which I was in charge. As I have mentioned again and again, repeatedly, there are two steps countries must do to deal with an economic crash caused by the financial crash. First, countries must restore confidence in their financial system, and then, secondly, by way of fiscal stimulus, countries must revitalize their real economies. In order to restore confidence in financial system, countries must create three kinds of safety net, that is shown here. Establish a mechanism to bail out financial institutions. Second, establish a system by which you can log the non-performing loans. And number three, establish system whereby you can guarantee interbank lending by the government. These safety nets were established in transatlantic region in October 2008, after Lehman shock. But this is just a system. This is just capacity. And then, a big question is, how these should be used? Unfortunately, order of actions to be put this system was completely wrong in the United States and also in Europe. Let me first present an ideal way which should have been done and which could have solved this big crisis right away. Number one, very rigid examination of balance sheets by public authority based upon mark-to-market accounting would calculate an honest amount of non-performing loans in major banks. Number two, such calculation must have disclosed unprecedented amount of non-performing loans because there were no quoted prices for securitized products after the Lehman shock. Number three, most of major banks in Western world, investment banks in particular, would have become vastly insolvent. Insolvent means they cannot exist as a bank as a result. Number four, total amount of public injection money required to bail out those banks must be calculated honestly and be disclosed to the public. This process is essential to inform the market the magnitude of the problem, and once bailout will be done, restore confidence by showing that all amounts of non-performing loans was covered by injections of public money and surviving banks are clean. Number five, most of investment banks must be liquidated because the amount of public money is required is beyond the level which can be covered by public money. And number six, managers and board members of failing institutions which needed public money have to be prosecuted for their responsibility of making the use of taxpayers' money indispensable to save financial system. In the case of the United States and European countries, those kinds of very neutral, dependable, honest financial examinations by the banking authorities have never been conducted. And the actual outcome of those examinations have never been made public. Instead, a fake examination called stress test was introduced to distract attention. Bankers have been window dressing their balance sheets, which should have been condemned as insolvent long time ago. Without that kind of transparency, it is impossible to persuade all the participants in the market that all the financial institutions authorities, or all the financial institutions' balance sheets have been cleared. Well, this is an anecdote. When we suffered from financial crisis in Japan, 1997-1998, we received many warm advices and very, very harsh preaching from prominent economists in the USA, including, Larry Summers. They can be summarized as follows here. Number one, the Japanese financial system should have hard landing, that is, we should destroy those banks. Number two, as mentioned here, no bailouts of banks. This is what Mr. Summers said 15 years ago. And then, should maintain short selling scheme. Number three, observe mark-to-market accounting. It's quite interesting to see that all of these principles have been breached in the ongoing crisis. If most of the investment banks had been condemned insolvent and had been liquidated after Lehman Shock. This is very important. This part is very important. European government bonds would have not been under the attack of short sales or credit default swap by investment banks. Why did they do? It was those investment banks that attacked European government bonds in view of high profits in the short run as their desperate struggle to get out of insolvency. Such attack brought about tightening up budget despite the fact that after financial crisis, government is required to put in physical stimulus, because households and private corporations have to squeeze their balance sheets for repaying their overborrowing. I'll show here. This is the situation after the burst of financial bubble. As you can see, a country's GNP is consisted of four parts. Number one is the red one, net export. Number two is brown one, household. Number three, green, this is private corporations. Number four is blue, government. After the burst of bubble, on your left, the household and corporations suffer from the overborrowing during the bubble. So they have to repay those amounts, and if left alone, because the size of household and size of private corporations would be reduced, the entire size of GNP will be reduced too. That means minus economic growth. It happened in Latvia, and they went through 2 years of minus negative economic growth of 20%. They had to cut down their pension fund. They had to cut down the wages of their public servants. So what should we do? It is the government which have to take risks under these circumstances and spend at public money for the purpose of, for example, public works like railroads and roads, so that the entire size of GNP would not be squeezed. As I mentioned before, however, activating such physical stimulus had been made difficult by the attack of investment banks on government bonds. European authorities have not prosecuted bankers who caused this crisis and gained the most. Instead, they have recommended completely wrong policy of physical austerity and put the burden on ordinary taxpayers as you. This is a ridiculous situation, and if such stupid policy will continue, Europe will have to suffer from two lost decades. In Japan, we suffer from lost decade, but that's fine. The projection, official honest projection of IMF, my staff, my friends, they told me that the earliest time they project that European economy would recover is 2020. It is, I think, 12 years after Lehman Shock. And if this will continue, that projection could be too optimistic. Two lost decades is almost equal to one generation. It's incredibly harmful. I'd like to, appeal to the people here, especially those young people. If this has happened over 20 years, one generation, your life will be ruined. So it's up to your option what to do. It is of the utmost importance to guarantee. I'd like to just talk about Cyprus, taking this opportunity. It is of utmost importance to guarantee certain level of the amount of deposits for all depositors in the country. So, in most countries now, we have a certain ceiling under which all deposits will be protected during any kind of financial crisis. But what happened in Cyprus was completely opposite to that story. They have been trying to introduce a system whereby depositors are also asked to lose part of their deposits. This will completely destroy the confidence in the financial system and thereby aggravate the financial crisis. Let me elaborate why. As you know, a bank can operate as long as it maintains 10% of its total assets as equity. The essence of banking business is this creation of confidence. Take an example whereby a bank has total assets of 100 million. It does not need to keep 100 million available for payment because as long as confidence in the system is sustained, depositors would not demand to pay their deposits back in an instance. The difference of 100 million and the requirement of 10 million can be used as a source of lending in addition to the equity held by the bank. The policy taken by EU authority completely destroys such confidence. It violates basic notion how a bank can exist and operate. I hope that this kind of policy, which have been advised by Brussels, will be reversed as soon as possible, because this will have tremendous contagion effects to other countries in question. We have already observed lots of capital outflow from Spain, which went to banks in Wall Street in the United States. Okay, let me to conclude my presentation. It is of vital need now that Glass-Steagall Act be reinstated and investment banks be liquidated as soon as possible to save Europe. This would be a war against filthy bankers who gain a lot of money from gambling, and taxpayers pay the loss while they avoided tax using tax havens. And financial authorities who are their allies. This is a war for the sake of diligent workers who work hard, save small amount of money in deposits in commercial banks, and honestly pay the tax. Thank you very much.